It's the Joe and Alex Show.
Who cares about this garbage?
Halsey shared some choice words about the 2018 Victoria's Secret Fashion Show, which aired Sunday night. The show was filmed on November 8th and included performers such as Halsey herself. Shawn Mendes, Bebe Rexha, and the Chainsmokers appeared alongside a strong class of models this year, like Kendall Jenner, Bella Hadid, Gigi Hadid, Behati Prinsloo, Winnie Harlow, Adriana Lima, and others. Halsey posted her note in Victoria's Secret colors pink and white on Instagram and called out the company's lack of diversity. She wrote, "I have adored the Victoria's Secret Fashion Show since I was young. Performing this year alongside other amazing artists and hardworking models and friends was supposed to be the highlight and the best night of my year. However, after I filmed the performance, some comments were made regarding the show that I simply cannot ignore." The comments Halsey is most likely referring to are from a Vogue interview where the vice president of public relations from Victoria's Secret made a comment about trans people not being involved in any future Victoria's Secret fashion shows. He was asked, you know, like, why don't you guys start including transgender people? And he essentially said, no, we're not having anyone that's transsexual, which right there, that really made people angry because I guess transsexual, like, is an outdated term. They don't like people to use that, so they were mad about that, and then they were mad that he said no. He just essentially said, like, you know, we're trying to keep this, you know, women only or whatever. Mm-hmm. So Halsey said, as a member of the LGBTQ community, I have no tolerance for lack of inclusivity, especially not one motivated by stereotype. Ariana Grande's Thank You Next video broke YouTube's premiere record with 829,000 people viewing the clip at the same time when it was released.
Dang.
It was released on Friday and begins with high school students spreading gossip and rumors about Ariana Grande. More than 516,000 chat messages were posted at the same time, which actually caused YouTube comments to be delayed. YouTube's Twitter account posted, "The Thank You Next video was so good, it broke the internet," or at least delayed YouTube comments for posting for a bit. Comments are still working on the video, they're just delayed. The video currently has over 74 million views. Ariana also made news this weekend because she covered up her Pete Davidson tattoo with a Mac Miller tribute tattoo.
Well, that's understandable. I guess if you're going to be replaced by something, maybe it's somebody that she loved that passed away.
Adult entertainer Stormy Daniels announced that she and attorney Michael Avenatti had worked out their differences in a Sunday afternoon tweet. The porn star wrote, "Pleased that Michael and I have sorted our blank out, and we know the accounting is on the up and up. We're going to kick butt together on two coasts tomorrow." Stormy Daniels had alleged that Avenatti had not been forthcoming with information regarding their financial arrangements and even accused him of filing a defamation suit on her behalf without her permission against President Donald Trump. And Emily Blunt said that she didn't watch the 1964 original version of Mary Poppins before filming her movie so that she wouldn't be doing a cheap impersonation of Julie Andrews.
"So I watched it once I'd wrapped our version of Mary Poppins. Didn't want to watch it as an adult before I played her because I kind of knew I might be swayed by what Julie did. No one wants to see me do a cheap impersonation of Julie Andrews, you know."
That's actually kind of cool, because at first when I heard that, I'm like, well, that's kind of rude. Why would you not watch it? I'm like, oh, that's why.
Coming up in less than an hour, this rock star called a female celebrity a bee on live TV, and she responded.
All right, thank you very much, Alex. Hey, check this out. Coming up in less than 8 minutes here on the Joe and Alex Show, Murder Monday. For the better part of a week, at the beginning of the fall semester in this Florida town, college students were terrified for their lives, all because a man named the Gainesville Ripper was terrorizing the community by slaughtering students. True crime lovers, you better get ready, because Murder Monday is coming up next, and the serial killer that inspired the script for the movie Scream. That's what it's all about. Hang on.